Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Some Lions news. They have signed an offensive lineman named Gus Hartwig. Gus Hartwig. Why is that name familiar? Where did Gus Hartwig play in college? Feels like a Big Ten guy. Guess where he played?
Purdue?
Yep.
Of course you know him. Yep.
Hate Purdue.
Because you love Purdue. It has to be the toughest thing. You drop your kid off to school and you realize that now you're going to have a fight with your kid because you love Purdue so much.
Mm. Hate Purdue. They also, according to Adam Schefter,
boiler up,
are having free agent running back Kareem Hunt in for a visit. What do you make of this?
Free agent running back, kick the tires. Like I said, you've got injuries to your running backs that are, the guys are banged up. They may not be ready to go for the regular season. So you got to, the start of the season. So you got to take a look. He played 17 games last year with Kansas City, only started four, had over 600 yards rushing, at another 143 receiving, but he had 8 touchdowns last year, which is significant when you realize the best season he had in the National Football League was his rookie year with Kansas City. He had 1,300 yards rushing that year. He had 8 touchdowns in that year. He had 9 touchdowns a couple years ago at Cleveland on only 411 yards rushing. So the guy gets in the end zone. I'm not opposed to it, but of course, let them, you know, bring him in and see what he does. He have anything left?
Well, let me put it to you like this. I have no issue with kicking the tires on anybody. I think the odds of this being worthwhile are really low. We just went through all the metrics and data about the length that was appropriate for a Jahmyr Gibbs contract and when running backs really take a turn and what number of carries turns out to be too much.
And what's the number?
The number was anywhere between 1,000 and 1,200.
Well, he's got almost 1,400 career carries.
And if you look at his yards per carry the last few years, the beginning of his career, he was always over 4 yards a carry.
Yeah, he was really good.
The last 4 years, 3.8, 3.0, 3.6, 3.7. He's 31 years old, beyond that 30-year marker.
Hanging so another year on him, Doug.
He is beyond both lines of delineation where the average NFL running back takes a significant turn south. And kick the tires. Kick the tires on anybody. I have no issue. You got, hey, what are we doing this afternoon? I don't know. Who can we have in for a tryout?
Well, again, it's what does he do? How productive is he? I mean, you look at it and it's 24 touchdowns in the last 3 years while playing clearly not a lead running back role. Mm-hmm. That's interesting to me. A ton of first downs for him as well. So he's a short yardage guy now. Maybe that's his niche in the NFL at this point. But what are we going to bring the entire Kansas City backfield now?
Pacheco and then Hunt. Yeah, I don't think this is going to be something that really works for them. Feedback, Gator, hand in your Detroit card.
Not going to do it. I just don't like bump kick. It's all right.
I thought this was about Kareem Hunt. Gator has committed the ultimate sacrilege. Bumpy cake is the only reason life is worth living.
Oh, good God.
Wow.
Get out more.
Dude, you might want to try apple pie. I agree with Gator. Bananas and ice cream do not go together. Oh, my God. Thank God Gator finally said something. Bumpy is by far the most overrated thing. It's just chocolate cake with 2 bumps of vanilla icing. Nothing special. I think people just cling to that. As all Detroit do, making something mediocre seem like it's great. That's from Ron in Phoenix.
There are things I love that are Detroit-centric. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple things that I just don't like as much. I don't think I should say the other one.
He really wants to hand in his Detroit.
Yeah, right. He really does. Stated last segment, you think you are losing listeners today, and now you've stated you think you got something else that will make us lose more listeners?
I probably shouldn't say that.
No, you shouldn't. But now I'm damn curious.
We all are.
It's a beverage.
You don't like Verner's?
No.
You're a Canada's Dry guy.
Love Canada Dry.
There it is.
I like Verner's is so distinct And I think that's the problem with it that for me. It's like I grew up drinking any kind of ginger ale, Canada Dry or Schweppes. It feels like they're very similar. And then you have this different kind of in-your-face ginger ale. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like it.
I don't drink a lot of sodas or pop or whatever. You know, I just don't. So
now, that being said, I love Coney's.
Yeah, keep going, dude. I love
Better Made potato chips.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Love Faygo.
Right.
Now I understand Faygo. According with the advertising on our station, I hear that they have a whole mess load of zero sugar Faygos. I want to try those.
You like Detroit style pizza?
I do.
All right. You like cars?
Love cars.
All right.
Do you even own a car?
Couple.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll try and recover. 248-539-9797. Devin is next on 97.1. Hello, Devin.
Yeah. Detroit Lions and quarterback situation.
Yes.
First start off with, okay, either way the season goes, how much longer realistically are we thinking Jared Goff is going to be around?
I don't know if you follow us on Twitter. We tweeted out an interview he did with The Athletic, and he says he wants a quarterback into his 40s. He is 31 years old.
And now, but you asking how long do I realistically think he's going to be playing at a high level like this? I would say at least another 4 years.
At least.
Okay. Well, if, you know, you guys are saying we don't have a viable second string quarterback even on the roster.
And we're starting to wonder. Yes, that is something that yesterday we said we're starting to think.
Which is something that probably 20 other teams are thinking the same thing.
Yep.
Their fan bases.
That's where we need to realistically be going and not Mitch Trubisky or this other stuff. I mean, the mentality needs to change. This isn't the old Lions.
What mentality do you have a problem with?
It's sort of I guess the best way to put it on the radio is half-butted mentality of, you know, well, who are we getting that can get us maybe a couple wins if something happens or whatever.
As opposed to what?
The way the Lions have went, though, there should be a lot more interest in people at any position wanting to come play on this team.
What are you saying about, so what do you want to do with the quarterback position? I'm asking you what you want to do. Like, you're the one that takes issue with the quarterback situation here. I assume that you're saying they should start looking for the replacement for Jared Goff?
Yeah, somebody that, again, obviously he's a high-level quarterback and planning on being there for next couple of years.
It is August.
So that's
it is August 25th, okay? They have a season right around the corner. When we talk about somebody who can win a couple games, we're talking about who can they get now that they have accessibility to that could be a fill-in if Goff misses a few games and win them half their games, stay competitive. He can finish a drive if Goff goes down with a temporary injury.
What
they can't get right now is C.J. Carr or Arch Manning.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why the conversation is centered around what are they going to do this season?
And you did, again, I haven't seen much of.
What do you want them to do, Devin? What do you want them to do?
Well, that's, I mean.
What?
That's a good question. But we need to, and I'm not saying that drafting a quarterback this coming season, you know, next season is where we need to go, but.
But what?
That's just in my opinion. That's the thought that we need to have. Is okay. Yeah, we got Jared Goff for, like you said, 4 more years. All right. Be seriously thinking about bringing somebody in that doesn't need to try and be drafted and start right away, but can actually come in and learn from that veteran and work in versus.
All right, Devin, thank you.
I don't know where he's going.
It sounds like he might want to develop a quarterback in the background.
He wants to develop a quarterback, but you know what? I mean, just because you have a quarterback, is you let's say you take somebody in the sixth round that's not Tom Brady. Take a quarterback in the sixth round, and now you think you're going to develop that guy over the next couple of years.
Yes.
You know what he still is? A former sixth-round pick. So unless you're willing to really invest in that position by taking a guy in the first round that will be the heir apparent, I mean, it's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot regardless, but it's more of a crapshoot the later in the draft you take somebody just to, quote-unquote, develop somebody who can learn behind the scenes and hopefully be there when you need them.
I think our guy misconstrued what we were saying about the backup position. Think we were talking long-term.
No.
No, long-term, it's a completely different thing. On August 25th, with a couple of weeks to go to the season, we're trying to figure out if they lose Goff for a short period of time, what's their best option? As far as long-term, if they've got Goff for the next 4 or 5 years, it's something that they probably don't even really need to address.
Nope.
If they're planning on keeping him around and think he's going to play at a high level, it's probably something they don't need to address who's his replacement until 2028, 2029.
No, and it's different now with the NFL than it was 10 years ago when it comes to trying to figure out who your next franchise quarterback is going to be, because what didn't happen 10 years ago happens all the time now, and that is trades.
Let's talk some college football next, 97.1.